We don't call it gold standard anymore because a gold standard actually doesn't exist. What you usually have is a choice between imperfect options. Why else would you want to develop a new diagnostic test, right? Because you want it to be better than the existing ones. Or, of course, you want to improve the characteristics of the existing ones. But let's take the example of VL again. So the gold standard would be a splenic aspirate. But in a phase 1 and phase 2 trial, you want to compare symptomatic disease people with non-disease people. In the VL positive, you have a splenic aspirate positive, and you can use that to define the diseased patients. But what about your non-disease controls? It is not ethical to perform a splenic aspirate on someone who is healthy. So you can use healthy endemic controls, but in an endemic setting where you have some asymptomatics, you can never be 100% sure that they are not actually infected with VL. So you have an imperfect gold standard of considering someone who has no symptoms to be negative.